and the Longhorns, and here to break it all down, as he does with us each and every Monday. The Stampede is posted at Horns 24/7. He is the recruiting editor at Horns 24/7, Mike Roach. Mike, did you get a little downtime last night?
A little bit, I suppose. it's we're not sleeping these days, so yeah. I think I was up till 1:30 or so polishing the Stampede. So.
No doubt. Late night for everybody involved. Uh-huh. Considering I don't know what time I left the dish, I lost count. But Mike, let's go ahead and let's start. We can go a number of different ways for visit weekend. Let's start with this. We knew Texas was a legitimate contender for Arch Manning going into his unofficial visit this weekend. You've gathered intel. We've got intel posted at Horns 24/7 from Steve Wiltfong, who's plugged into this recruitment. Where is this thing coming out of the visit compared to where it was going in?
I think everything remains on track. So, you know, when I went out to see Arch about a month ago, it was, you know, have they done enough right now to put themselves in a good place in phase one? And I think they had. And then phase two is getting him on campus and seeing where things are after that. I think that you're never going to hear too much excitement from Arch's camp on anything because they're pretty measured. But if you just watched, I mean, you could tell they got the first-class treatment the entire time we saw them interacting on campus. And I think that, you know, it helps that they're growing close with a few other families involved in the process, including Reuben Owens' family. And, you know, those guys are talking. So I think for them, it makes a lot of sense when you look at what they're probably looking for in a college football experience. You're talking about, you know, a nice city that they can live in if they choose to move to be close to Arch. Talking about a big brand, college football. You're talking about somebody that can, you know, do a lot for that name. But, you know, they're going to be focused on the football part of it. And so I think they have really bought in on Steve Sarkisian's vision for it. They do really like their relationship with A.J. Milwee. Terry Joseph has a lot of involvement there. I was told, you know, just coming out of the weekend that everybody was pretty excited about the way things went. And, you know, Texas should be considered a permanent fixture in this recruitment.
Mike, would it be safe to say, given everything I saw, that it was an A-lister kind of weekend at UFC Dish Fog Field? I ran into Sam Ellinger in the bathroom. That's weird how I said that, but just did. We were, that's right. In talking and seeing all the big names there and a lot of things that were tweeted out over the weekend with Vince Young and Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams and so many of the exalted names in Texas Longhorn football history, it was all part of a very big pull out all stops type of thing, not only for Arch Manning, for everybody in football and even basketball recruiting this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was calculated for a reason. It was, you know, Austin was kind of the place to be on with the baseball stuff, the football visits, the basketball visits. You know, they kind of took the national spotlight. And I talked about it last week. I can't remember if we talked about it on this show. I talk in so many different forums that I forget where I say things, but I talked about last week people like kind of losing their minds over other schools having these huge weekends, and that's just kind of how the summer goes. And I said, look, man, Texas is going to have their weekends where they're the center stage, and this was certainly it. I think for Texas, the biggest thing I got out of the weekend was a lot of people talking about the older guys who had come back and have voiced a lot of vocal support for Sark, a lot of those older players. You know, it seemed like that family environment was really back. And so that was one of the big takeaways I had from everything.
Yeah, Mike, I want to piggyback on that. One of your, and again, I'm not going to give away everything in the Stampede. You can get over at Horns 24/7 and check it out. But you got one section in there just labeled, the vibe is different. And a lot of those legends coming back into the program. Matthew McConaughey was around this weekend. A lot of that was part of it, but it just, I don't know, Mike, recruits, it's been a while since I've seen recruits talk about the vibe feeling different, like some of them expressed to you over the weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't only recruits, it was parents, it was coaches. There were a ton of people on campus who had been, to Texas in the last couple of years with other kids. And so they've you know, experience things in those with those staffs. And that was kind of the prevailing sentiment, was that just the energy was a lot different. And look, a lot of that is we're still in the honeymoon phase of this thing. I don't want to, you know, be a damper on anybody, but I can remember feeling the same way, thinking the same things during Tom Herman's first summer. And then, you know, whatever happens on the field in the fall really depends on how that energy continues to go forward. But right now, yeah, the energy is as good as it's been in a long time. And, you know, they've just got to build on it. I think that they've done a lot to create a great foundation for a lot of these kids. They've just really got to build on it and show those results in the fall.
Mike, the other part of the Stampede that I don't read the Stampede. I you know, Michael save it on the back end, so I do read it before everybody else gets it, but not by much. But one thing that I was really fascinated about, and I've been wondering how Texas was going to attack this, the name, image, and likeness conversation. It seems like Sark and this staff have a pretty good handle on how they're going to attack it.
Yeah, so last 2 weeks I've gotten a lot of stuff on the name, image, likeness pitch. So we've had it's been a central part of the Stampede both weeks. But, you know, the first week we kind of learned how they're going to use it with the company they've contracted with, Open Doors, which is, you know, is kind of an app for accepting and being a middleman for promotional opportunities for athletes. And then this week it was kind of more about, you know, I've heard that a lot of kids were talking about how much that Texas wants to be able to educate them on the process of the NIL rules, and also, you know, just generally money, you know, money saving and how to invest and things like that. So, you know, it seems like they're taking a pretty 360 approach to the deal, which I think for parents is probably refreshing because, you know, I mean, it seems like a thing that could go left on you pretty easily. And, you know, being able to say, we're going to try to teach this responsibly, I think resonates pretty well.
So, Mike, it's kind of a big exhale now after this weekend. Set up this coming week, and since we're now in the midst of the whirlwind, so to speak, the maelstrom of all of the visits coming on, what does this week look like going forward?
You know, I think, weirdly enough, next week is going to be the busiest week for me, just because, you know, they're not going to have the number of unofficial visitors, but it'll be the most official visitors they've hosted. A number of their commits will be on campus next week for their official visits, including Malik Murphy. They'll have some massive official visitors as well, like C.J. Williams from California, a wide receiver they're in on, and then Denver Harris, the five-star corner from North Shore, will be in. I mean, it's kind of a who's who of their official targets next week. So, yeah, I'm interested to see kind of what the buzz is coming out of that weekend. That means I'm going to probably spend most of Father's Day on the phone, you know, just chasing down kids. But, yeah, I think, you know, I think for the most part, there's a little fatigue on just about everybody's part. I think that we're fatigued and the coaches are certainly fatigued. So we'll see. What comes of it.
Mike, we've gotten this far into our segment today. We haven't even talked. There's so much stuff. We haven't even talked about the commitment Texas picked up this weekend, getting Anthony Jones, an athlete out of a two-way player out of Las Vegas. And Mike, this is a recruitment as you spelled it out on the site. Man, Pete Kwiatkowski did a heck of a job selling this kid on his future on defense. And we talked about it, that hybrid outside linebacker, those edge positions, that was a need area, a big target area for the staff in recruiting. And it sounds like Anthony Jones is going to fill one of those spots down the road.
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, and just seeing him walk around on campus briefly, you know, Saturday, that's an NFL body. I mean, he's just, that's the type of guy PK has really developed in the past to be, you know, high draft picks. So, you know, he's been telling everybody he wanted to be a tight end. And, you know, PK has now convinced him twice because he had him committed at Washington as well to play defense, that was the best thing for his future. So, yeah, I think for Texas, finding those edge guys, those big, long, athletic edge bodies, it was obviously a priority coming into the year, and so they're one down there, and you know, can maybe start to really figure out, you know, how that picture shapes up clearly.
6'5", 242 on Anthony Jones, if you need it.
good size there. All right. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you taking the time, and we'll look forward again. I'd like you said, I know it's the real busy week coming up for you, but I know that kept you busy. Do you have time to grab a nap today, or are you just you're flicked on now and can't lay down until late tonight?
Yeah, we're kind of on. My wife's been out of town this weekend too, so I've got to go pick her up from the airport. And you guys know how it is when the wife's out of town. I got to clean the house too.
Well done, well done.
So,
well,
yeah. I didn't write down.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to it again next Monday.
All right, thanks, guys.